This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday with an hour less of sleep over the weekend. I don't know. I saw something somewhere. Don't know the exact details of it, but something to the extent of heart attacks go up like 25% in the day after we lose an hour. The whole time change deal. 25 or 28% or something like that. Justin, could you find that for me? Alex actually is the one who was using that statistic in one of her little health segments yesterday. Today, Alex, of course, from our Flag Family morning show on AM 1100, The Flag. Stat that says the day after the time change, heart attacks go up like 25, 26%, something like that. I got that, and I got Wild Bill from the K-Fire morning show. See, I'm getting all this good data from these morning shows. It's fabulous. You know what he says, Todd? He has a theory on the survey that suggests North Dakota has the highest level of drunkardness in North Dakota, in the United States.
Yeah, I saw that.
Do you know what his theory is?
What's that?
His theory is that's why we have the number one quality of life and the happiest state, because the quality of life and happiest state go along with the the most drinkers. I don't know. I buy that. To tell you the truth, and I'd love the take of our audience. I want to know more about how they do this data. I had it in front of me, and now I don't have too many piles in here for crying out loud. I'll just put it this way: it's my own survey. I've lived in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Iowa. Most of the other states, besides North Dakota, I came to North Dakota when I was 19 or I can't remember, but anyway, young. Okay, yeah, it was more 19, I think. So I've lived in all those other states, and I was younger in those other states. I don't understand what makes North Dakota different than those other states from what I saw. Again, it's been a while since I've been there, whatever, but I don't...
I lived in Wisconsin. I don't know how they lost.
I mean, look at that campus at University of Madison. University of Wisconsin at Madison. I mean, I'd stumble around. If you're walking straight, you're the odd one out.
True.
The cheeseheads. So I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be flippant about this because it's a serious topic. I have, in my family, alcoholism. I have a dad that was an alcoholic, and... it was not good. Not good. Died way too young, largely as a result of things that came from that. Number one. Number two, I have a brother. Same thing. Struggled with alcoholism. Thankfully, now he's totally turned his life around. It can be done. Got fabulous treatment. And is right now about to become a counselor, believe it or not, to help others that are struggling with this, just to his lesson. So something good came out of that, but boy, there was a whole lot of bad until it was, and he came within an inch of his life on a couple of occasions. And so I'm not being flippant. I don't want to be flippant about alcohol. I believe alcohol is a drug. Alcohol is a drug. It is. And, I did something I should apologize for, just even though I put something on my Facebook page about Congressman Kevin Cramer's son, who's right now, as you know, we talked about on Friday, I guess last week, Thursday and Friday, been transferred to Mayo Clinic and is potentially going to have a shot at a transplant. But his kidney and liver are in tough shape. And Congressman Cramer did an interview with a reporter from the Grand Forks Herald on Friday. It was in Saturday's papers. Sam Easter's the reporter. If you haven't seen it, you can search that. It's a very good story. It's a neat little story. But he talks about how sensitive this is for the Kramers because their son is 35 years old. He's an adult, so they don't speak for him, right? But, the day I found out that Isaac was in the hospital, and I talked to Kevin for a few minutes, and he was just, as any dad would be, you know, just distraught, you know, just very, very, and, you know, we talked about alcohol. Kevin doesn't drink, and that's one of the reasons he doesn't, you know. I mean, and I know the pain it had in my family, so I, and a lot of people were speculating, what's he in the hospital for, whatever, and so I just put something up on Facebook, on my page, for our audience, Todd, to say, here's what happened. And, of course, the newspaper reporter decides now, just, this is a word of the wise for everybody. If you put something on Facebook, it could end up in a newspaper article. Right? So, like, if you put something up and then a day later you're in a car accident with somebody, that the person who was driving the car killed somebody, they're going to say, this passenger did this, and by the way, they just said this yesterday on Facebook. That's how they work now. Fake news.
Wow.
Because the reporter called me and I said, you do not quote me. Do not quote me. I am not talking to you about Kevin Cramer and Chris Cramer's son. That's for them to talk to you about, not me. But once they put it on Facebook, they just take it. So they took it from Facebook, put it all over. Now, it was accurate information, but it wasn't my place to put it out, right? And so I do regret doing it. I was just mad because of, again, alcoholism. I'm a long way of telling you that I'm not trying to be flippant about this, but I just don't know if I buy these rankings and these surveys. And how do they do it? How do they know? I mean, to me, the only way I'd be able to do that is if I went to a random sample of 50 bars and maybe went on 50 campuses across the U.S. and then say, what did I see, and then lay it out. I don't. Are they doing that? I don't know. Sometimes I think they take these surveys of people who maybe anonymously, maybe not, are saying things, and then they take it from that, and I don't know if I don't know.
Aren't these out of the same playbook that gave Hillary a 75-20 victory over Trump in the election?
Maybe. And that's my only reason for asking it. I don't know if I buy it. And that could be, it could be a case of sort of denial, right? That I'm wanting to think that this isn't actually us and it doesn't happen like this. Or, you know, I don't know.
Maybe the surveys are just simply not that accurate to begin with. I mean, look at all the political ones over time. Now Senator Heidi Heitkamp was down by, what, 10 points, according to a survey?
I asked the question, and we have Twitter polls today, two Twitter polls to tell you about. These will go for a couple of days, so we're going to watch these, and they'll guide our coverage. Today is poll day. Actually, yeah. I've got two up, so that's why I'm calling it poll day. But anyway, and here's the question. North Dakota ranked as the drunkest state. Do you agree? One answer. Yes, we have a problem. Two, no hype. It's no worse here. Right now, the votes tallied since we started this morning. 74% say we do not have a problem. They don't agree with the survey. It's hype. It's no worse here. 26% says, yes, we have a problem. My only question on this is if, in fact, we do have a problem and we're ignoring it, that isn't exactly the best way. But to me, just go about smart measures to deal with this stuff and recognize that it is a drug. It does require recovery and treatment. And we ought to loosen the stigma on that. Thanks to Catherine Burgum, rather, the First Lady, I think we are, in a lot of ways, reducing that stigma and deal with that. But, you know, I'm just not going to light my hair on fire every time one of these surveys come up. Other question that you can answer is the president of the University of North Dakota, a fellow by the name of Mark Kennedy, was not selected as the president of UCF, that's University of Central Florida, big school, second biggest in the country, on Friday. He applied for that job after being on the job as UND's president for less than 2 years, which has some state and community leaders upset. Campus is doing a little hand-wringing over this. Some board members not happy. So my question, now what? Right? Now what do you do? Here's some answers. We gave you three choices on this one. Now what? Get back to work at UND. No big deal. Move on. He needs to mend some fences. Right? In other words, just kind of make amends a little bit. Or the third, too much damage done. He needs to move on. Right now, 50% say too much damage done, he needs to move on. 50% of our respondents. 29% in second place said he needs to mend fences now. And 21% said no big deal, get back to work at UND. So interesting one there as well. This is kind of a North Dakota thing. I think number one, if it was any other place, he'd probably say, well, what's the big deal? The guy was asked to apply for a job. It's a big school, second biggest in the country, pays $1.2 million. It's an honor to be asked. He applied. He was a finalist. That's kind of a big deal. Who cares? But I'm telling you, North Dakota's not like that. North Dakota, in my mind, is like, wait a minute, big boy. You came here. You took a job. You knew what the salary was. You signed a contract. And now, after a year and a half, we're not good enough for you anymore? You're trying to up the ante? What the heck? That's how a lot of people think. I actually think it was a bit soon for him to apply for it myself. But I also think it's a very bad time to sort of look for another president. June, his contract is up. You know, they have to renew it. So there'll be some talk about that. So weigh in on that. We're going to deal with that. We have former North Dakota Governor Ed Schaefer in to talk about the passing Friday of George Sinner, former governor. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford coming up. And Al Klein on the Prayer Breakfast, the governor's Prayer Breakfast on Friday. Stay tuned.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, with Vince Webker, the owner. Vince, you have a big hot tub financing event going on right now. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's for the rest of March here. It's a national campaign hot tub financing event. 60 months, no interest financing, which means you can get into a Hot Springs Spa, a saltwater hot tub from Ace Saltwater, for less than a cup of coffee a day. And if you got a family of six, you could really break it down to that's less than a dollar a day for the ultimate in wellness.
Hot tubs, patio furniture, by the way, the best patio furniture on earth. Commercial grade, Tropitone, this stuff is fantastic. Foosball, shuffleboard, pool tables, the game tables are great. Saunas are big right now. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Use the promo code ACE to save up to $2,800. Just tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Hurry. You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This weather, isn't it great? Oh my gosh, fabulous. Well, I mean, it's going to be nice. Talking 30s, maybe 40s. I mean, it's just the thank you. Where's the warmest spot in the state going to be this week? Time we're going to hit 50 somewhere. I'll let you do the research.
Sounds like we're supposed to be, so yeah. I don't know about you, but I'll take it.
All right, so here's the detail. on this story. North Dakota ranked drunkest state in America, with Minnesota not far behind. Okay? North Dakota once again ranked the drunkest state in the country, according to a new study by 24/7 Wall Street, a financial news and opinion company. Well, I don't know anything about these people. Why do you write newspaper stories about Wall Street 24/7? Dee, can you find me something about these guys? Maybe something about their data, how long they've been doing this survey. What do we know about them? 24/7 Wall Street.
They partner up with USA Today frequently, so, or USA Today partners with them, I guess.
Well, that's a fake news organization too. I don't I don't care if they call themselves ABC, but I'm saying what basis is in this ranking? Let's see if we can find it anywhere else here. North Dakota's neighbor to the east, Minnesota, ranks sixth in the study. To identify the drunkest states, 24/7 Wall Street reviewed the percentage of men and women over 18 who report binge drinking or heavy drinking. Excessive alcohol consumption, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, includes binge drinking and heavy drinking. All right, so again, this is, Todd, you're given a survey, and do you binge drink or not? You know, I don't know if they define binge drinking for these kids or how they do it exactly, but binge drinking is defined as four or more drinks in a single occasion for women, five or more for men. That's considered binge drinking in a single occasion. So if you go to a wedding dance, for instance, right? You go to a wedding dance, and I don't drink hard liquor. I've just given it up long ago. So, and by that I mean, you know, like an Amaretto Diet Coke is something I actually enjoy. Some people consider an after dinner drink, or like a Malibu rum, like the, you know, the kind of femmy stuff. Sorry. I get accused of that often. If I have a Malibu pineapple, like, is that for your wife? No, it's for me. What is the problem there? Could I not have a Malibu? I like some a little sweeter.
In some establishments, you may not be able to do that, Scott.
Don't judge me, for crying out loud. Or I'll have a Bud Light, okay? I'll have a Bud Light. And a little bit of salt in the Bud Light.
Hey, I'll have a tequila rose, so I guess I'm in the same camp as you.
I've been to wedding dances. Now, it's been a while, because I'm kind of, if I go out, two is my cap over a long, you know, with dinner kind of thing. You know what I mean? And I'm fine at that point. That doesn't in any way make me even feel like I'm not myself or I'm under the influence. But I can think of occasions where I've been to a wedding dance where I've had four or five of, as I say, the foofy drinks or a beer over that time frame. And, you know, you eat, you have a couple cocktails, there's a dance, you're out there on the dance floor, you're hugging, oh, I'm going to see you both. I mean, probably done, 4 or 5 hours of this, and according to this thing, that's now binge drinking. I don't know. Maybe I'm sticking my head in the sand. Maybe I am. Maybe.
We got a couple of callers here, so maybe they'll agree with you.
See if they tell me or not. I'll shut up now. Chris and Bismarck, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, Todd. Okay, so I'm been doing, you know, survey kind of studies, and, you know, the surveys, They show the data that the person taking the survey wants to show. So with this whole drinking one, okay, North Dakota, we got a lot of small towns. What's very rural? What else is there to do when you're done with your work day besides, you know, go home, watch TV, and drink beer, and or go to the bar and drink beer? So
well, no, you're saying, but wait a second, Chris. You're saying two different things, aren't you? Because you're on one hand saying it's a survey where, you know, they're going to kind of say they're binge drinking, but on the other hand, you're saying, hey, we live in North Dakota, and there's not a lot to do, so.
Well, I'm getting to that point here. So you get off work, say, 4:30, 5 o'clock. Go home, you eat dinner, you crack a beer at 6, okay? You have a beer at 6, you have a beer at 7, you have a beer at 8, you have a beer at 9, and then you go to bed. So that's 4 beers in 4 hours in one location. Is that binge drinking? Okay. Or you go to the bar, same thing. You go to the bar at, you know, 6 o'clock and you have one beer an hour for 4 hours. All of a sudden that's binge drinking. I mean, I know a lot of guys that, especially, you know, from the military guys, it's not uncommon for somebody to go home and have, you know, 3-4 beers at home in the evening just to unwind and relax.
Yeah, and everybody's different. Everybody's different too. Everybody, you know, has a different. You know, alcohol is going to affect different people different ways. I agree with you. I don't think that definition fits my idea of binge drinking. My idea of binge drinking is some lunatic that is just pounding shots and drinking like crazy and is, you know, in some kind of inebriated state. That's binge drinking. I don't think 4 drinks in a single setting makes you a binge drinker. It seems a little.
To this whole, you know, the surveys show what the survey taker wants to reflect. You know, I've been taking a survey since I was 8 years old, and, you know, it's 100% scientific conclusive that, you know, if you've ever eaten broccoli, you're going to die. So thus, the survey says that broccoli kills people. Broccoli is bad for your health.
The only thing I'd push back on is that, you know, if they're doing the data the same way here that they're doing it everywhere else, why would a kid in North Dakota answer it different than a kid in Delaware? And maybe it's a small population thing that pushes up us up there, a smaller sample. I don't know. Let's see what Kevin says. Where are you at, Kevin?
Well, yeah, I'm currently outside of Murdo, South Dakota, and I think we need to keep in mind what Mark Twain said. I think you can substitute survey for statistics, but he said there's lies, there's damn lies, and then there's statistics. And I think that we always have to be cautious about those kind of things. In regard to Mr. Kennedy, I think North Dakota should take some pride in the fact that they apparently hired a guy that was good enough for other people to try to, other universities to try to headhunt. And hopefully when he needs to be replaced, which will come at some point in time, they'll do the same thing again and hire somebody that's quality enough that somebody else wants to come after him. So I think we just need to put our pride in our pocket on these kind of things and realize that people move on.
That's an interesting perspective on it, Kevin, for sure, because, for one, it isn't just another job. It was the second biggest university in the country that he's a finalist for. It pays $1.2 million. I mean, it's like a big-time, catch, if you will, in the academic world. And I guess to the extent that bodes well on who North Dakota has as a president, I think the challenges that have come from a budget situation and a lot of changes at UND in a short period of time have brought on some additional baggage for President Kennedy that is enhancing this debate a little bit, maybe beyond what it just would be about the new job. But some good points there, Kevin.
Well,
appreciate that very much. Anything else you want to say quick? Kevin? Nothing else to say? No,
he's
gone.
Not.
Okay. Guess not. Well, we were up against the break anyway, so my apologies. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, when we come back, takes your calls. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
One of the nation's leading voices on biblical family values is coming to North Dakota. See nationally syndicated radio host Steve Dace at the 2018 Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota's annual dessert banquet, Tuesday, April 10th at Fargo's Hilton Garden Inn. We need Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota to defend and promote your God-honoring family values, and they're committed to being a bold voice for you. Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m., call now for tickets, 701-219-0948. That's 219-0948.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
High Plains Apache, one of our fine sponsors on What's On Your Mind. They know spraying, and they know that spraying game well. HighPlainsApache.com is their website, but they love it when you stop to see them. And I wish you would. You can see them in Mandan. You can see them in Frontier. You know where that's at? Todd, you know where Frontier, North Dakota is? I bet Todd does. He knows where every place is. He gets out the little pins on the map when you call from all those towns and tells us, you know. You know where Frontier is, Todd?
Your neck of the woods.
It is, yeah. It's south of Fargo, actually.
Right.
It's a little community, just a, in effect, exit 60 where the new Walmart is. Not new anymore, been there 5 years, but down there. So exit 60, I-29, south of Fargo's Frontier. Those are two locations. They have a South Dakota location, too. But Tibbs Parts Service, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including those self-propelled sprayers from the best of the best Apache. Stop and see him. Tell him Scott and Todd sent you to High Plains Apache. Texter says, I'm from Janesville, Wisconsin, living in Tioga. No way North Dakota has more boozers. There you go, Todd. You were right about the cheeseheads. From any place in Janesville, you're within 2 to 3 blocks of a bar or a liquor store. So your Wisconsin analogy is playing out here.
Well, here's the other thing. I think is a person from North Dakota may oversell what they're drinking. A person from Wisconsin may undersell it, and that's how Wisconsin ended up being second.
Yeah. Linda says, what Mark Kennedy's consideration as a finalist tells us is the caliber of president we have at UND. Nobody should be discouraged from opportunities. All right. Interesting take on all these. And somebody else said about our Twitter poll, we have questions on the question related to UND President Mark Kennedy not being selected as president of UCF Friday, and whether, you know, that's no big deal, he should just get back to work at UND, or whether he needs to mend fences because he looked at other opportunities, or whether there's too much damage done and he ought to move on. And the other one is, North Dakota ranked as the drunkest state. Do you agree with this survey? 74% said no. Hype. It's no worse here. This texter says, I guarantee those 74% have never attended darts, especially state darts, and I'm just as guilty. All right, what are you darters doing? Like, what is your definition of binge drinking? We're going to continue this all week long. We'll stay on this topic. And those two survey results. Take the poll. If you haven't followed us yet on Twitter, do it. At Scott Hinnon. I've got both polls up right now. On a nice big number. I have 4 days set to take data, so lots of time to do it, okay? 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. You can text us your questions or comments always, too. 367-2054 is mine. Todd's is 226-8503. Joined next by the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, Brent Sanford. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Doing great. Heading to another Main Street ND meeting, so it's always a fun day for me when I'm away from the Capitol and get to go out and visit with the folks on in rural North Dakota. Last week had a Fargo-Moorhead Chamber asked me to come and speak on Main Street ND, and today heading to Velva.
Velva, North Dakota today. Community Roundtable will happen from 1 until 2, and that's going to be at the co-op in Velva, and touring the community, and also speaking of the Association of Commerce annual meeting during the noon hour, same location, so folks in Velva, take that in. We've talked a lot about this. But remind folks why you do this, why the governor's doing this, and what the Main Street Initiative is all about.
Well, Scott, the main challenge is we've got 14 to 15,000 job openings in this state, and you know what types of strategies are we looking at from all the towns in the state? You know, from the small town to the larger communities to help fill those jobs and to keep our kids. What this is turning into is workforce development from the K-12 all the way through higher ed into the job force, and the Main Street Initiative meetings end up becoming a discussion on our K-12 innovation task force and our higher ed governance task force as well. It's all tying together. We've got to do a better job at keeping our kids here and letting them know the opportunities, trying to match up their skills and interests with the jobs that are available. And then in the meantime, we have to keep growing our communities. And it's hard to do when you've come through a down cycle. It's hard to do when the egg prices are down and we've had a down cycle there. It's hard to do when we're seeing outflowing of younger people and from the communities and when they go away to college and don't come back. You know, so these strategies for Main Street ND are basically what do we have to do to set up our communities to be somewhere that those millennials would like to move to, that the retirees want to stay in. And it's very exciting. It's been very exciting to go around the state. We're all kind of in the same boat. We've got a shortage of workforce. Each different community might have different openings available based on their employers, based on what colleges or universities are in the area. It's just very unique, but all kind of in the same boat. We only have 750,000 people here, and we have really strong economy. A really strong economy and energy, and egg is our old standby. It's there. It's where a lot of employment comes from. It's even in the down cycle, it's still a dominant player here, and we need to fill these jobs, be able to keep our young people. So the Main Street ND program is the number one tenant is the 21st century workforce development, and then we go into efficient infrastructure conversations, keep those taxes down, and encourage infill development so you manage the new growth with the existing infrastructure. And then the healthy, vibrant communities part is where we get into talking about what other components of a community are necessary to recruit, retain workers for the 21st century and to keep those retirees. You know, whether it's unique projects like coffee shops, whether unique retail opportunities, the arts, you know, what types of activities are people looking for to want to stay in these communities or move to these communities?
And I always come back to, you know, all those tenants you mentioned really are the overwhelming part of that is to say we have a workforce need right now with, you know, the amount of jobs open that suggests that we have to do a little more. And everybody, look, how can we do this a little bit better to recruit these, individuals to fill all these slots? I mean, it really all comes back to ultimately having a quality of life that will attract the workforce that we need to fill the jobs, right?
Absolutely. And you hear different challenges in the different communities, and a lot of it's based on which part of the state or what size of the communities are. But Fargo has the most job openings, and they've also got the Tri-College, so they've got the most access to the youth of trying to retain some of the youth that are there in college. And it's also, it's where the high-tech sector is centered and also ag. But you go to Grand Forks has different issues than Monmouth, than Bismarck, than Dickinson, than Williston, than Watford City, Valley City, Jamestown, Wapton, and then you get to the smaller communities. We've had visits in Garrison, we've had visits in Oaks, we've basically had all sizes of communities. I was in Botno, and like you say today, Velva. Velva is the size of community that there's a lot of communities that are in that 1,000 to 1,500 type population range where it can be self-sufficient, but you kind of have to decide what you want to be when you grow up, too. What do we want to be as a community you know, who, what industries are we supporting? What job opportunities are there for our youth? You know, what kind of activities do we need to have so that someone would choose to live in our community versus just jumping over to Minot an hour or less away?
I had a chat with Mayor Tim Mahoney not long ago about the Main Street Indy initiative, and I kind of said, what's Fargo going to do? And he said, well, we don't really know because we're being used sort of as a model around the state, so we're not real sure what our role in all of this is as far as, you know, he didn't say this, but what we need to change. He just said, you know, we're kind of just open to whatever, but is Fargo the model? I mean, does he have that right, or what? And I know you had this conversation with the Fargo Moorhead West Fargo Chamber on Friday as well. What do they see themselves doing in the way of you know, tapping into some of these initiatives and addressing the workforce needs of Fargo?
Well, in Fargo, you've got more success than other communities. Let's put it that way. But no, there's no community that's perfect. If there were no job openings, as much retention of your youth as you were desiring, if your colleges were brimming, they weren't, you know, they had as many kids as they wanted to have in there, you know, I mean, then maybe you'd stop. But you don't stop in any community. If larger cities have to worry about this problem as well, because as soon as you take your foot off the pedal, then it trends downward. And so what we see in Fargo and Bismarck is they're having an easier time attracting the millennials, attracting the younger workforce. There's more to do. They've got activity in their Renaissance Zone, basically in their downtowns, where you've got some 18-hour type community activities, where you can go have a steak at 9 o'clock if you come into town for business. Where there's activities and outdoor activities or gathering points. There's like the Christmas Kindle type activity in Fargo where 8,000 people show up on a winter night. On an outdoor event, and Dickinson had their first holiday Christmas lights activity, Parade of Lights, at the Thanksgiving time, and Watford City's had that for years, where you get hundreds of people show up. This is a point of gathering, and it's something where the younger folks, the kids, really enjoy these type of activities. I mean, there's a lot of uniqueness, but everywhere's got something to work on, and Fargo's had some success in their Broadway area. Over the last 10 years, it's in the 90s when I lived there, the Broadway area was declining. It was not a place where people were attracted to come after work, and now that's changed. And Bismarck's Renaissance Zone is a place where, you know, when national groups come in for national meetings in Bismarck, as you can imagine, there's quite a few of them, the national groups enjoy going downtown and checking out some of those unique places to hang out and have a meal. And, you know, it's just the unique attributes of communities. So I would say everyone's got something to work on, but Fargo has done a good job with a lot of these areas.
Chatting with the mayor, the former mayor of Watford City, I was going to say. I want to talk a little bit about some of these smaller communities. You'll be in one today, Velva as well, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. What do you hear when you go to a town like Velva? You're going to be there today. Your former, you know, mayor, as I said, of Watford City, the smaller towns. What's their role in this?
Well, it's something where the Velva's got, you know, you go in there and you look at who the employers are and have employers sitting around a table with the educators, with the community leaders, with the elected officials, and most of these conversations go the same. Basically, they're looking for what types of strategies they need to do as a community to retain youth, to encourage the trades. You know, in some communities, they're saying, we don't have a plumber, electrician, a carpenter under the age of 60, you know, what do we need to do? Well, it's not just as simple as sending one of your high school kids to school of science, training them up, and having them come back, because there's got to be a life there for them for them to decide where they're going to move after they get that education. And so it's about what do you do for these communities to keep them fresh, to keep them, you know, a cool community where the 20-somethings will want to move to. What do you have to do to be unique? And there's lots more of opportunities.
More on that after this with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford on What's on Your Mind Today. Don't go away.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's?
Yep, Denny's.
You should try my dulce de leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm dulce de leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new dulce de leche crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Freedom, opportunity, self-reliance. Burleigh County Farm Bureau believes in these principles. That's why they support activities and events that keep North Dakota's roots firmly planted in the soil. They support ag-related activities like the Wing Rodeo, 4-H, FFA, and the Collegiate Farm Bureau. Burleigh County Farm Bureau supports youth leadership programs because our young people are the future of agriculture and our state. Freedom, opportunity, self-reliance. Burleigh County Farm Bureau.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Jill Morkin of Castleton. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 10th through the 13th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agriculture advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate by April 16th for this See for Yourself program. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Part today by our friends at Delta. That's why one call does it all to Delta. If you're in the oil and gas industry and you need solutions on the well site, you call Delta and Eric and his team will get it done. That's what they do. One call does it all. Global solutions for the oil and gas industry. Find out more about them at deltaconstructors.net or call 406-250-8151. They also help us celebrate our callers here on the program. And Clyde was one of those callers that called us on Friday to talk a little bit about free markets.
I was going to mention, I listened before as you were stating that the opportunity for a free market system would be a wonderful situation. I agree with you. However, when you look at 80% of all the cattle and the meat that's getting killed in the United States by three packers, finding a niche there is not going to cover all of the cattle that are being slaughtered in the United States to be proof of country of origin labeling.
Clyde, thanks for that call. And Delta, thanks for helping us celebrate our callers. More of our conversation now with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford making his way to Velva for a Main Street Initiative meeting that will happen today. A community roundtable discussion. Everybody's welcome to attend these. 1 until 2 o'clock today. And that's at Verendry Electric Cooperative, which is at right on Highway 52. You can't miss it, honestly. And a tour of the community after. There's also the Association of Commerce annual meeting that's happening today at the during the noon hour. That'll also be at the Electric Co-op there. So take all that in today. In Velva, if you can be there, meeting with community leaders and residents. Talking a little bit about the Main Street ND Initiative. We'll kind of compare the bigger communities with the smaller communities and how everybody plays a part. Everybody has something to do and all that. Are you sensing a different way of approaching this challenge? Because the challenge isn't new. We've gone through a lot of years of a pretty robust economy. Obviously, it's slowed down a little bit with the price of oil and things out west. But over the last number of years, there's been, since the oil boom started, a pretty good east-west balance of a lot of opportunities. And there have been, you know, job openings, and there have been these challenges. But are we thinking about them differently now based on the leadership you and the governor are providing in these conversations?
I think so. I think it's what we saw in the for traditional economic development was basically trying to recruit in businesses from somewhere else, and then that would be the answer to your needs, and that we needed more jobs. Well, this is a little bit opposite. When there's opportunity in most communities, there's job openings in most communities, there's a need for people to come in and fill trade positions to be those the community plumber, electrician, contractors, etc. This is not really an instance of needing to bring in a telemarketing business to get minimum wage jobs. This is a matter of recruiting workforce, recruiting people. And I was just visiting with Gene Dieter this weekend, and I'll tell you what, Wofford City has gone through so many different phases of this. In the 90s, it was kind of that Buffalo Commons. Everyone's moving away. What are we going to be when we grow up? And Gene says, hey, what we found out is that to try to recruit people from California into a telemarketing center, it's probably going to be hard for them to acclimate into a small community if nothing else is done. It's a small North Dakota community. They're not used to the weather, the climate, the way of life, attitudes. That what we saw in Wofford City during that time was that it didn't blend very well. And then all of a sudden, the 2000, the pre-boom, pre-Bakken boom hit, and that was after a comprehensive planning session in the year 2000 by city leaders. 5 years before my wife and family and I moved home, they decided to, you know, how do you deal with devastating population loss? And the answer was, let's make this community a better place for all of us to want to live. And maybe someone else would want to live here, too, if the opportunity comes. And so they went about spending their own home rule charter collected tax dollars, whether it's sales tax or occupancy taxes, on community-type projects. The Long X Visitor Center changed an old gas station into hadn't been used for 20 years into a visitor center, Pioneer Museum, and a nonprofit liquor store, and that also had sold soft serve ice or hard serve ice cream. So there was like all of a sudden there's a Long X Visitor Center on the corner where the gas station used to be, mothballed, welcoming you to town, and the Wild West Water Park project, which took our old 1940s or whatever vintage swimming pool that was losing money because of lack of use, and built a new water park with a water slide and outdoor park. This is in the 2003 vintage, I would say. And all of a sudden, that thing turned a profit because people were coming from Sydney and Williston to use the park. It was such a great asset. So projects like this, the Children's Park on Main Street was a community-driven $100,000 type project that cleaned up an old park and made it an attraction. These are things that were happening before the boom, quality of life type activities. Then once the boom hit, we had to decide, why are people not wanting to move to Wofford City? It's a lot of the same reason Dickinson and Williston saw. We don't have the indoor recreation opportunities. You don't have a YMCA in this state west of Highway 83. You don't have anywhere to go in the wintertime. We didn't have quality daycare. We had lost our unique retailers. We basically had shuttered up almost everything on Main Street. So Renaissance Zone brought back small businesses onto Main Street. unique retail like coffee shops that are gathering points and all types of different restaurants. And restaurants ended up popping up. But the community reinvested their own funds in projects like Wolf Pup Daycare because affordable daycare was needed or else young families couldn't even move to town if they wanted to. And then the Rough Rider Center, of course, is where all the community gathering points are now, with whether this weekend you had a state hockey tournament or weekend before regional basketball, or you might have a gymnastics events or workforce training happening out there. You, Mary,
exactly.
I mean, Rough Rider Center is a gathering
point. So much going on. It's something to see, by the way, and I'll be up there on Friday. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Brent. Appreciate the update on Main Street ND. We'll talk with you again soon. Safe travels to Velvo, okay?
Thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
You too. More coming up, folks, on What's On Your Mind. Former Governor Ed Schaefer, next.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.